وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhin istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdaws nuzula. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun. Wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. Yesterday we were discussing a hadith on intentions. With the first hadith that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, innamal a'malu bin niyyat, that surely your actions are judged by the intentions one make for it. Now, we've got to understand one fact, that in this world, judgment is based upon the apparent, what is exposed to us, what we can see. While the main criteria, you know, for intention is in the hereafter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimum bidati sudur. He knows everything that the bosoms conceal. So the world in which we live and carry out our duties is visible. And the scope of our awareness and perception here too is limited to the apparent. So in this world we can only form a good or a bad opinion about anybody only on the basis of his conduct that we can see and easily understand, and we deal with him accordingly. So we are incapable of knowing his real intentions, the hidden secrets that of the heart that lie at the back of the visible deeds. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, نَحْنُ نَحْكُمُ بِالظَّاهِرُ وَاللَّهُ يَتَوَلَّ السَّرَائِرُ. Our function is to decide according to what is apparent. And the hidden secrets are entrusted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the hereafter, judgment will rest with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a knower of everything that is concealed and invisible to us. And He will decide according to the intentions we have made. So while here in this world the visible deeds are the main thing, and no decision can be given on the basis of intentions, in the future existence in the Akhirah, it will be the other way around. And the divine judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be based upon our intentions, and apparent actions will be subordinated to them. So remember that our actions, we may think that nobody can see them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of them. This statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this tradition of innamal a'malu bin niyyat, it's an all-embracing speech. It's one of the wide-ranging sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In spite of their comprehensiveness, It is a large and most important segment and part of our faith. So according to leading theologians, it is mentioned that one third of the deen is covered by it. It's not an overstatement by any means, because basically Islam is divided into three parts. Iman, which are the articles of faith. A'mal, deeds. And ikhlas, sincerity. And this tradition takes into account the whole branch of Ikhlas. So the claim that one third of Islam is contained in it, you know, is not an overstatement. Moreover, earnestness is needed at each step, whatever the endeavor, and when a person embarks on a noble undertaking, whether it be intellectual or practical, he should particularly keep in mind the admonition of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it has as such been the practice of well-known Muslim religious scholars that they begin their theological works, the works on hadith, etc., with the above tradition, the innamal a'malu bin niyat. So Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi and Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi, for instance, they place this tradition at the beginning of all their compilations, respectively, Jami' Sahih and Masabi, in recognition of the fact that this saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam expresses one of the fundamental ethical principles of Islam. They have made it so to speak the exordium of their collections. So Ibn Mahdi has remarked, if anyone writes a book on any theological subject, he will be well advised to begin it with this tradition about the sincerity of intention. And he says, if I were to write a book, I would pen each chapter of it with this saying. So it just goes to show the importance of niyyah and how, you know, what an impact it can have on our a'mal. So always formulate a niyyah of perfection, and the most important thing is ibtigha'an li wajhi Allah. I am doing this to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There must be no show, there must be no ostentation, anything in it whatsoever. Inshallah, we'll be discussing another hadith. It's about Islam, faith and iman, and also sincerity in our actions. So this hadith is known as Hadith Jibra'il. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بينما نحن عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم اطلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبته إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه وقال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبرني عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت قال فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال فأخبرني عن الساعة قال المسؤول ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل قال فأخبرني عن إماراتها قال أن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الناس يتطاولون في البنيان قال ثم انطلق فلبثت مليا ثم قال لي يا عمر أتدري من السائل قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. Beautiful hadith here. It is related by Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that one day I was with the Messenger of Allah, and there were other companions also that were present there, when all of a sudden there appeared a man from the opposite direction whose clothes were extremely white and hair very dark, and who also did not show the effects of a journey. From his appearance, it did not seem that he was an outsider. At the same time, it was a fact that none of us recognized the newcomer, which showed us that he was a stranger. So the man came up, passing through the people who were present, till he kneeled down and sat back on his heels before the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in such a way that his knees were touching the knees of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his hands were placed on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's thighs, and he said, "O Muhammad, tell me what is Islam." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Islam, the fundamental doctrines of Islam are that you affirm with the tongue as well as the heart that there is no deity but Allah. There is no one that is worthy of worship and obedience except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. And that you establish salah, that's prayer. And you pay zakah, the obligatory charity. And you observe fasting during the month of Ramadan and perform the hajj, this pilgrimage, if you can afford the journey." So on hearing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reply, the newcomer said, You have spoken the truth." So the narrator of the tradition, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, tells that they were quite surprised at it, that the stranger was asking the question, and he was also ratifying the answer. After that, the newcomer said, "Now tell me, what is Iman?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Iman is to believe in Allah and his angels and his scriptures, his books, and his prophets, and to believe in the resurrection and the last day, and the divine predestination of good and evil, and to have the fullest faith in all these things." On hearing this, this man remarked, "You told the truth." After it, he said, "What is Ihsan?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained, "Ihsan means to worship Allah as if you see him. For if you do not see him, he surely sees you." The man then said, "Tell me about the hour, when will it come?" So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "He who is asked has no more knowledge about this than he who asks." So the man thereupon said, "Tell me some of its signs at least." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "One of its signs is that the slave girl will give birth to her master. And another is that you will see the barefooted, semi-naked, empty-handed, and obscure camel herdmen. They will erect high buildings and try to surpass each other in it." How true it is that we see this today. Then the man went away. Sometime later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired from me, "O Umar, do you know who that questioner was?" So I replied, "Allah and his messenger know best." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "That was Jibreel. He came to you in this assembly to teach you your religion." So this hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. So inshallah, Al-Aziz, we'll go through the commentary of the hadith in the ensuing days, because it's a very important facet of our lives to know what is Islam, to know what is Iman, and to know what is Ihsan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his infinite grace and mercy, shower his rahmah on all of us. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.